Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in the final hour of The Odd Couple on this funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker and Ephraim Salaam coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or you could talk about how with Discover, you could redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. There's no red tape. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And Ephraim Salaam. Man, these 2 hours went by quick.
Yeah, here
we are in the final hour. And this is something I definitely want to pick your brain on. Steve DeSager mentioned it. 3 preseason games tonight, including that Rams-Texans game. And I don't know, Ephraim. Let me tell you, you know I love baseball.
Yes.
But let me tell you, when I was in high school, nobody was a bigger NFL fan than I was, okay? I'm dead serious. I used to work at a mall. I was a shoe salesman. And I would not work at the mall, the Queen Center Mall here in New York when I was growing up, on Sundays during football season. Can you imagine a 16-year-old kid telling his boss at a mall, when you work at a mall, Ephraim, you work the weekends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Shelly Zimmerman was his name. And I went to Shelly and I said, Shelly, I worked at a Stride Ride store. I said, I can't work on Sundays during football season. I'll work the rest of the year, but those 16 weeks from September to Christmas, count me out on Sunday. And guess what? They allow me to do it. How many 16-year-olds are demanding a work schedule?
Not very many.
Right, but that's how much I was into the NFL. My mom, we would go to church. Ephraim, it wasn't enough for me to go and catch, you know, part of the first quarter. My mom, you know, I went to a Baptist church.
Mm-hmm, of course.
You know, all day on Sunday. Yeah. You know, a Baptist church, they'll sing all day.
You better bring some food.
You better bring snacks. Food and a blanket and soup, okay? Because you're going to be there all day. My mom knew how important it was. I would go to church. I'd look over. We lived walking distance home from the church. I'd look over at her about 10 minutes to 1 o'clock, and I'd go. I'd look at her, and she'd go, okay, give me the head nod. You can exit. You can get out. I used to leave church, and my mom would allow. That's how much I loved watching. I was a Jets fan growing up, you know, in Queens and all that. But anyway, my point, Ephraim, is I love football, but I don't love, and I have no love at all, for preseason exhibition football. I don't know how that sport goes from the high of a regular season game to the absolute low of an exhibition game that I have zero interest in. Do you feel the same way, or you know what I'm trying to say? Do you think most fans are like me? Or I know everybody loves when football comes back, but the preseason doesn't do it for me.
Initially, the preseason is exciting because now we get to see football. We spoke about it earlier in the show. It's the dog days of summer when there's no basketball, there's no college anything. You just got baseball and guys are grinding through it. And so there's not a lot of excitement in terms of the sports world. So when people start reporting to camp in late July, the energy is different. Right,
I'll give you that. Going to camp.
It's oh, okay, because in a couple weeks we know we get to see football for the first time. I mean, they're literally showing like practices, and people are tuned in to watch practice. Right, the NFL Network's coverage of practice and the people are tuned in. They love it. So when the preseason comes around, it's like, oh yes, but then that excitement wanes because, especially now, a lot of starters don't play, even starters
right.
that need to play.
I think Aaron Rodgers hasn't played in 3 years. Isn't
right.
it something like that, Ephraim?
Yeah,
like
but when he
doesn't play in those games.
When Sean McVay last year set the precedent from here on out, no starter played in the preseason. The entire preseason. And they won the Super Bowl.
So why are we playing? That's my question to
that
you.
That is the only way to evaluate guys who need to be evaluated. It's the only way to get a young quarterback acclimated to what he possibly will face come opening day. It's the only way you can do it. The thing about football is you can't fake it. And practice is not the same. It's the only way you can see if guys are ready to go. And not by guys, I'm not talking about solidified starters. I'm talking about your first-round draft pick who you want to see if the transition and speed and the X's and O's of it all translates to on the field.
All right, now let me ask you this. When you played in preseason games, is there a different speed, a different feel to you as a player? Do you guys all have that same feel and play a little bit different or no? What is it like to play in a preseason game
okay.
compared to a real, you know, regular season game that matters?
I'll tell you this, and I'll tell you a little story about preseason for me. Guys who first come into the league are excited about the preseason, right? Whether you make the team or not, this is the first time you get to put on an NFL jersey.
That's a big deal.
I mean,
everybody doesn't get to do that.
It's a huge deal. I'm talking about, oh my God, this is like, It's everything. The draft is one thing. Some guys don't get drafted. Some guys get drafted late. Even guys who get drafted in the first round, putting that jersey on for the first time is a special moment.
If I put an NFL jersey on, I need baby oil. I mean, like, let's just be honest.
There's a few categories, right? Young players excited to be out there. You know, people are watching in the stands. They finally get to see us do our thing. Locally, it'll be on TV. Friends and family can see it. That's the exciting part. The other aspect of that is veteran guys. Veteran guys are trying not to get hurt. They've played long enough to know these games don't mean anything, but football is not a type of game you can just, you know, just sloppily go through, right?
You can't go half speed, can you? Can you?
You cannot do it. Yeah, unless, okay. And this leads to me to my story.
All right.
I'm in Houston playing for the Texans. We're in the preseason. We have Arizona. Now, I played in Denver a couple years before I got to Houston. And Bertrand Berry, who was a Pro Bowl defensive end, we were together in Denver. Really good friends, practiced against each other. We just were great friends. He's now the starting defensive end.
I already know where we're going with this.
For the Arizona Cardinals, right? And I think this is the second preseason game. So we fly to Arizona the day of. And you got to remember, like, there's no travel before. You fly to wherever you're playing the day of.
Which is a lot. To get off a plane and play.
Go play. That's how much it doesn't mean anything, right?
Right.
So you play and then you get back on the plane. So the night before, I call B. I said, yo, Bertrand. He was like, what up, E? I said, what we doing tomorrow? And he said, you already know.
And that was it.
So when we get to the game and we're playing, I didn't realize how bad it looked until we watched film of the game.
So they were like, you guys are dancing with each other. What is this?
The coaches never said a word to me. Never said one word to me. I've been starting a long time in this league. They knew exactly what was going on.
Right.
But we had our young tackle we had drafted in the third round from Miami, Eric Winston.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at that film, and he turned around. His mouth was wide open. He turned back and looked at me. It was literally this. I come up to the line. I said, we got a run coming this way. He was like, all right. Said, Hutt, I would step to him. He stepped to me. We're literally chopping our feet.
Right.
holding each other's shoulders, chopping our feet. The ball goes by. He's like, all right, now let me chase it. I let him go. He runs it down. Get back in the huddle. Come up to the huddle. We got a pass. Five-step drop. Like, okay. All right. It's like, oh, he comes to me. He's waving his hands. I'm jabbing at air.
Right. Wow. You know what? I want a refund. I was at that game. You guys were janking it. I want a refund.
Would I tell you, I had two full series in that game.
And it was
just like, he was like, all right, man, good luck.
See you later.
This year.
Exactly.
Stay healthy. But to me, that was the perfect preseason game. I'm already established. I've started, you know, 8-9 years worth of games at the time. I'm not – the last thing I want as a veteran player is to go against an undrafted free agent.
Who's trying to make a name for it. Exactly.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't want any part of that guy.
I can see that. And you did bring up – okay, so let's get to this point. You brought up about Sean McVay and what he did and his team won the Super Bowl. Is it time to just finally get rid of preseason exhibition games, whatever you want to call them, and just let people have those, what do they have when teams practice against each other? You know,
scrimmages,
right? Kind of go to those and just, start the season. College does it, right? They don't have preseason games. They just play, don't they?
Yeah, they do, but I'll tell you, preseason is never going away. You know why? The revenue. You got to remember, if you get 50,000 people in an NFL stadium to watch a preseason game, you're not paying the players. The players get – there's no salary.
No,
they get a stipend.
And you're paying and you're getting fans to buy $10
tickets,
Cokes.
Tickets for the concessions, that is guaranteed free money for the owners. That's why they didn't want to lose one of those games.
No, it's always about money. So
it's never going away. They're packing stadiums because people are so starved for football for free games. The games don't even matter.
Yeah, I don't know how sold out preseason games are. Like I was in,
they're
like
not
I said,
they're
Washington.
Not sold out. They're, but yeah. I, look, you to sell out a stadium, you need 75,000-80,000 people.
Yeah, you can't get that for a preseason game.
You get 30, 40, 50?
Right. And you know what they used to do, which they've changed. When I had Lions season tickets through my barbershop, and we used to give Ephraim, every time you got a haircut, you would get a ticket from the barber and put it in a jar, and every week we give a pair of tickets to Lions game, to the Lions game. It was like, you know, for loyal customers.
Yeah, well, wasn't nobody going to the Lions.
Yeah, you know what? At that 0-16 year, nobody – people would win, we call
up. They give you the ticket back. You know what? I can't even do that, fam. I got to go get a colonoscopy that day. My fault.
They were like, I'm not doing it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on. It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Alex doing his thing. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, in for the vacation, and Chris Broussard. Chris will be back on Monday. Telephone number 877-99 on Fox. If you're trying to jump in on this preseason, do you like it? Do you hate it? You want it to go away? We want to hear from you. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So the next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I think that's the right number. At one time, Ephraim, I gave out my home number doing radio in Detroit. Can you believe that? I don't know what came over me.
Hey, man, you know you can't be drinking when you're on the air.
No,
right? You got to leave that Crown Royal alone, man.
I'm not even kidding you. I gave out my number. It was crazy.
Boy, on that Crown Royal, boy.
Unbelievable. All right, Ephraim, I know people want to jump in on this and the preseason. Let's do it.
All right, we got Mitch in New Jersey. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
How's it going, guys?
Doing good.
It's like riding a bike. They should do away without these preseason games.
Do you, Mitch? Mitch, do you watch? Are you hyped for it? Do you look at it a little bit or no?
I look at the box scores. I do like seeing plays that I remember from college. You know, most of them don't pan out, you know, quite a bit. And usually maybe the stars play half a game maybe. It's a long season. Just do the workouts and make your who you want to pick or play on the team. You decide from there. It's like in high school and college. You don't have preseason. Only preseason that matters is in baseball.
Right. Baseball, you have to have preseason games, Ephraim, because it's a timing thing. You know what I mean? And the pitcher's got to loosen their arms.
Absolutely.
Right. You just can't play baseball. I agree with that.
You can't just play football either. Now, I get it. There's also an awful lot of timing that goes into playing football.
Well, not according to you, because you were dancing with your buddy
but
preseason game.
You got to remember, every position is so many different positions on the football field. We just gave Tom Brady crap for doing the Masked Singer, and he's not building rapport with Julio Jones and the timing and the effort and all of that. That's a real thing. Like, if you have a new offensive line, that's five guys who have to be just tied together like a shoestring.
Right.
That's timing. And you can't get that timing unless you're going live, unless there's actual tackling and, you know, going up to the secondary. Like, all of that matters. As an older player, I don't want any part of it.
877-99 on Fox.
We got Ken in California. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, brothers, I just wanted you to say Ephraim is right as usual, Rod, because preseason's going to stay. You know, if you had a game in Fresno, California, I guarantee you that Bulldog Stadium would be 50,000 people because we're starved for entertainment.
Yeah, I guess you're right in some areas like that, but I was at Washington, D.C. I was at a preseason game. I don't know how many people were there, less than 30.
Well, they don't go to the regular season games.
No, so I know. Which Ephraim is, and I said that to somebody about, you remember when Washington had a 7-year waiting list to get tickets?
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You remember that was a proud franchise, one of the Blue Bloods, and they have fallen off the last 25 years.
Well, it's been
amazing.
A lot of things going on in the organization that people are frowning to, but, you know, the name changed. A lot of people didn't like that, even though it was the right thing to do.
Right.
But then Daniel Snyder, the way he's running that organization, it's just like, whew, talking about somebody needs to sell a team. Christian in Utah, you on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, guys. Christian. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you,
absolutely,
buddy.
Absolutely, brother.
So I'm going to speak from like a fan's perspective. I'm from the south side of Chicago, living in Utah of all places, but I'm a diehard Bears fan, and we don't really get too much Bears pub on the news out here, so all I have to watch is basically preseason games, and what I really like to see are like the new guys who are coming to the team, like maybe not even the backups. I'm looking at guys who even have a shot, like getting to know their name. That's what I really like the preseason for, to get to know who the Bears took a chance on. And even if they don't really pan out on the team, it's always fun to see a couple years down the road where they may end up.
Okay.
So that's kind of why I like the preseason, just to get the exposure to the guys, even though I'm not living in the area anymore, just to see who they're taking a chance on.
I understand that, but when you see, like, the big stars now not playing a single snap, you just got to wonder. I mean, you know, like, I get other people, and Ephraim, you're talking about timing and all that, but there are guys now who don't, and you talked about the Rams. No, none of their starters played. Not one down.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's
thanks for the call.
It's going to be the new, you know, whenever somebody does something.
And it works.
It's a copycat league. Copycat.
Absolutely.
They just going to jump right on. Oh, well, they don't got to do it. So, I mean, so much so, Tom Brady is, God knows where.
No, you're right. We don't know where Tom Brady is. Like, where's Waldo? Where's Tom Brady? All right. Coming up next, Ephraim, we're going to switch to a little NBA. Talk to Mark Funky Cole Medina, NBA writer for NBA.com, and we'll get some information. You know, this stuff, basketball won't be long before training camp opens. Talk about LeBron's new contract and Westbrook and some stuff like that. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! All right, it is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam, and for Chris Broussard, who will be back on Monday. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Let's now welcome in one of our favorite guys, Mark Funky Cole Medina from NBA.com. He is, of course, an NBA writer. And, Mark, welcome to the Odd Couple. What's happening, buddy?
Not too much. Love talking hoops with the guys. I appreciate the nickname shout-out.
No doubt. Hey, Mark, let's just get here and talk about LeBron James, his new deal with the Lakers, $97.1 million. A couple more years. I did write a column about LeBron normally bolts when he doesn't feel like he has a chance to win. And this team doesn't feel like they're going to be competing for a championship. Too many things have to go right. But is he at that point in his career where he's just not going to go? His family's cemented in L.A., his businesses. And it's a little different LeBron. LeBron usually ducks out by now.
Yeah, I don't think LeBron James is looking at that. I think that he's feeling like, hey, since I have an extended offseason, I can get healthier, and that he's still expecting that if the Lakers are going to commit to him to an extension, that they're going to start going all in as far as maximizing his championship window. But I think to your larger point, Rob, no doubt there is an off-the-court element to this where he enjoys being in L.A. It helps his business platform. Bronny's obviously out here. He doesn't want to uproot his family. Right. And so I think when you're looking at the Lakers, and they viewed this as kind of the best of less than ideal options. Maybe this handicaps them from being able to really restart the rebuilding process, but at least, you know, keeps them relevant, keeps people in the seats. And, you know, I always subscribe to that old adage that you never bet against LeBron James. But I think in this case, because he's entering his 20th season and because the Lakers have so many roster holes to address, I don't think that LeBron's going to sniff another NBA championship. So I think for better and for worse, there's going to be some parallels to LeBron's latest extension to what Kobe Bryant had with his last deal, where it felt like it was more of a farewell tour than anything else.
And you remember, they didn't make the playoffs Kobe's last 5 years.
Yeah, and look, I was there covering it, and in real time, they said that, look, we gave Kobe this extension because we're optimistic that he can come back from injuries. We're optimistic that we can build a roster around him. But as time went on, it seemed like the principals involved eventually admitted that this was more of a thank you legacy contract than anything else. And so I can't help feel that as much as there may have been some basketball decisions made of, hey, if we let LeBron James go after next season, it's hard for us to really rebuild on the fly. But there is a business element to this as well of, hey, the Lakers like to take care of their own stars and, you know, at least keeps people in the seat so they can continue to make money.
Well, yeah, and speaking of the on-the-court stuff, did LeBron's extension have anything to do with possibly moving off Westbrook at some point this year?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because when I talked to Jeannie Buss this summer and when I've asked the question directly to Rob Pelinka and LeBron James about what the collaboration is like between LeBron and his agent Rich Paul and the Lakers front office, they really categorize this as, hey, the front office makes decisions. I'm certainly a voice, but I'm not going to exert this influence. But look, knowing LeBron James and knowing Rich Paul, they certainly exert their influence a lot. So now it's a matter of how much are the Lakers willing to listen or willing to engage. And I think that the Lakers have shown a mixed history of sometimes they adhere to LeBron's wishes, sometimes they don't. But I think even if it was unsaid, there is this expectation that if LeBron James committed to this extension, number one, there is some optimism that the Lakers can do things to address their glaring holes with the roster. But I think there is also an expectation unsaid that the Lakers are going to be willing in to put in all their chips to maximize their window as far as winning a championship. And look, I have my own question marks, not necessarily with LeBron James, but the Lakers' ability to do that. But I think if you're the Lakers, if you're going to sign up for LeBron James to ride out his career here, look, you have to go all in. What's the point of enjoying him beyond making money if you're not going to try to compete for a title? So I think with that, I wouldn't be surprised if they start moving their expectation as far as their willingness to move draft picks to make this Kyrie Irving deal happen or something else, at least to get Russell Westbrook off the books.
Mark, when I think of LeBron's tenure here in Los Angeles, I'm going to point the needle closer to disappointment, even though they won a championship, and I'll tell you why. For LeBron James not to make the playoffs twice in 4 years and then getting knocked out in the first round of the playoffs in the other one, I don't think anybody thought that would happen. And granted, he got a championship, and you can't take that away, bubble, no bubble, or whatever. But it's been surprising. And also, LeBron's been hurt 3 of the 4 years. The only year he wasn't hurt was when they had the 4 months off because of the pandemic. What do you make of his 4 years? Has it been choppy? Has it been disappointing? Has it been what people expected? Where are you on this?
Well, look, I think when you look at all things considered, I think that most Laker fans are going to remember more about the fact that he won, helped them win an NBA championship in 2020, and then that 10-year drought without a title, more than the disappointments. I mean, it's apples and oranges, because Ron Artest wasn't the same caliber player, but he won that title for the Lakers his first year. And then, honestly, the rest of the time, there was a lot of disappointment. But when you look at years from now with how Meta is viewed in the city, it's a lot of reverence. But I think to your larger point, LeBron James is never going to be viewed as the same Laker icons like a Magic Johnson,
right,
and a Kobe Bryant, a Jerry West, a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because they didn't win multiple championships, LeBron. And also, he was never with that franchise for most of his career. So I think when we're looking at the Laker luminaries that won championships, he's going to be viewed the same as Wilt Chamberlain. Hey, here's a guy who's obviously had a Hall of Fame resume. He won a title here, but you're not going to think about him as you would with some of the other Laker greats like Kobe, Magic, West, and so on, and Shaquille O'Neal. So that's just the reality because of the resume that you outlined.
Ephraim, you got one more? We got about a minute, Mark.
Yeah,
I got all the time you need, brother.
What are the chances that something does happen and they do get Kyrie here?
You know, nothing would surprise me. That's the phrase that Jeannie Buss said to me when I asked philosophically if the Lakers expect a major move. So it's a coin flip here. But I think all things considered, because they signed LeBron to an extension, and no matter what they say publicly and privately, that they think Russell Westbrook will be a better player under Darvin Ham with more than 21 games with LeBron James and Anthony Davis as he had last year, I think they also acknowledge that, look, that experiment did not work. And so I think that they're going to go for Kyrie Irving or maybe try to get Buddy Hield after that trade didn't fall through last season. This whole idea that they think that Russell Westbrook will work again is a fool's errand. So I expect that they will make a deal before training camp starts, but that might be up to the deadline before it all begins. So it might still be a wait-and-see approach here.
All right. Hey, his name, Mark Funky Cole Medina from NBA.com. Mark, thanks for the knowledge. Good stuff. Have a great weekend. We appreciate you, bud.
You too. Appreciate you guys.
No doubt. All right. Coming up as we wrap up this bad boy, Ephraim, you know, Steve Young rips the Ravens or the way they've handled Lamar Jackson. We'll get into that. Coming up, it is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay America!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Man, a Funky Flashback Friday. Wrapping it up here on The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, in for Chris Broussard.
I need baby oil and
that's
maybe
right.
Cigarettes.
And what was that, Alex?
I need baby oil and maybe cigarettes.
Hey, Ephraim, too much information, right, TMI?
Way too much.
Yes, no doubt.
I'm a woman.
Okay, that's enough. Dealing with that battery. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination.
Number one.
That's right. Hey, let's end here, Ephraim. Steve Young. He ripped the Ravens, basically saying the way that they've handled Lamar Jackson, they haven't done enough, you know, to make him a pass. So let's take a listen to Steve Young. Okay, so we're not okay. He said it very quietly, but we'll turn up the sound and we'll get Steve Young. And then I want to hear what you have to say because Lamar did lead the league in touchdown passes. He was a unanimous MVP. I mean, there's a lot of people act like he doesn't throw the ball at all. Okay, let's hear from Steve Young.
They will never get to championship football without a sophisticated passing game. That's not anything to do with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is a complete player that is being not trained in being a sophisticated passer. They double down again back to all the great things that Lamar does. Great. But until he gets the chance to show that he is a sophisticated passer of the football in a sophisticated passing game that is properly, you know, invested in, which they never have done, to Robert's point just a minute ago. They don't invest in it. They don't teach it. And now you ask them, why isn't he getting paid to be Patrick Mahomes? Because they haven't given him a chance to be Patrick Mahomes.
Man, he was
worked up.
Spicy on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Look, they're... For Lamar Jackson, he's a dynamic talent. When you have a dynamic talent, it's very difficult to coach those dynamics out of him. Think about that. When you're the best athlete on the field, it's difficult to make you not that or make you think you're not that. We saw it a lot with Michael Vick. Now, Michael Vick became a tremendous passer. But he also was electrifying. We've seen Lamar Jackson stand in the pocket and deliver beautiful balls. But his abilities will always outweigh pocket passing and just standing back there and being sophisticated. The sophistication in the game is utilizing his abilities. Whether that be more rollouts and then resetting the pocket, meaning you roll out and then you square your shoulders and you set up. Now you've removed the pocket over outside the hash, but you're square and you're not on the run. Those are the types of things that they can do for Lamar. But to ask him with his abilities to drop back 35 times a game in the pocket and pass,
that's silly.
That's not it. That's not going to benefit anybody.
But let me give you this. Steve Young, fine, I get it. Talented quarterback.
A mobile quarterback as well.
Yes.
But not like this.
Not like this. But here's the thing that's crazy, is that you remember that big game against the Colts when the Ravens came back from 16 points in the fourth quarter? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ephraim.
Yeah.
He was 37 for 43 for 442 yards and four touchdowns.
Yep.
Don't act like he's never thrown the ball. 442 yards. 37 of 42. That means he had five incompletions. Come on, man. Don't act like he'd never done it. All right, Ephraim. Appreciate you so much. Hope you had some fun.
I had a great time, man.
Yes, on the Odd Couple. And then you're filling in next week for me, right? A few days?
Yeah, man. You going back on vacation, man. You know, you got to, you know, keep supporting.
I'm on my way to Dubai.
Wow, look at this. This dude out of control, man. I can't even with you.
All right.
You know what I always say? Can't hide money.
Oh, my. All right. It is the Odd Couple. Peace.
We all make choices, Ephraim.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.